Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eric King. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Butcher. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Coles moves to second. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground into left field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Coles scores. Sheridan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards third. Coles catches it and throws to first to double up Franco. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles is hit by the pitch. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coles moves to second. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheridan for the out. Coles moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Cole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Trammell scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Butcher covering, for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coles hits a fly ball towards center field. Butler fields the ball and throws to home. Allenson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Allenson. Gibson tags and scores. Evans moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Butcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowry scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Trammell tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheridan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Sheridan reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Knoll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Fran Mullins now playing shortstop. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Coles is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to second. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Darnell Coles. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Tigers. Jim Slayton now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lowry is hit by the pitch. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Lowry moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins fields it and throws to second for the out. Lowry moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 11-3, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Mel Hall. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Fran Mullins. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.